Rosie and Wilbur meet again. Little Rosie Frapple, you may have heard before, was known as Reckless Rosie, because she stood beside her door and fed a wolf an apple in the middle of the night, when it was hardly certain which the wolf would choose to bite. I'm sure it won't surprise you then to hear that 1 week later, she went to see if she could find the wolf that almost ate her. She had to climb the garden fence, her dad had made it higher, but like a bunk bed ladder, she went up it, wire by wire. And jumping from the top, she landed frump into the snow. And pulling down her hat, she thought, now, which way did he go? For Rosie had decided that the story wouldn't end till she became the only girl to have a wolfy friend.